Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. Bucks County officials are warning residents about a fake video going around showing someone destroying mail-in ballots. They say the video was intended to undermine confidence in the election. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
In the video, someone rips up mail ballots cast for former President Trump. But according to the Bucks County Board of Elections, those were not real ballots and envelopes that were distributed. Lauren Cristella, president and CEO of the nonpartisan watchdog group Committee of 70, says there were clues in this video that this was all fake.
One, the ballots were very glossy and they don't look like that in real life. And two, our election officials aren't allowed to open those envelopes or go through any of the ballots until 7 a.m. on election day.
The Republicans and Democrats on the board put out a joint statement condemning, quote, this purposeful spreading of dangerous disinformation. And as this election gets closer, Cristella says voters should be very careful when it comes to questionable content they see on social media.
If you see something that is concerning or elicits a really strong emotional reaction from you, it's time to dig a little deeper.
The Bucks County District Attorney's Office and Yardley Borough Police are also starting an investigation, and the FBI is trying to nail down the source of the video. Newly purchased ballot extraction machinery is expected to speed up the mail-in ballot count in Philadelphia on Election Day. KYW's John McDevitt went on a tour of the Philadelphia Election Warehouse in the Northeast.
You can just follow me this way.
Philadelphia County Commissioners accompany members of the media in the warehouse where mail-in ballots will be counted starting at 7 a.m. on Election Day, with the potential of 200,000 mail-in ballots to be removed from the outer and secrecy envelopes, which takes a long time. Newly purchased extraction equipment is expected to get the job done a whole lot quicker than in the past. And if there is a damaged ballot, Commissioner Seth Bluespang says a duplicate is made.
If a ballot is damaged either by the voter while they're voting, or if any of the equipment damages a ballot, that ballot is put aside, and then a team of civil service employees will take the original damaged ballot. They will have a new blank ballot that matches it. Those two ballots are numbered identically so they can be paired up, and then that vote is recreated onto the new ballot in front of observers, and then the new clean ballot can be scanned in the scanners to get the result.
Processed ballots are locked in a storage cage where they will be kept until post-election audits are completed. As SEPTA faces a massive budget hole, the agency is losing its leader. Leslie Richards will step down from her role as CEO and general manager at the end of November. KYW's Nina Barati has more.
Leslie Richards took the job to lead the sixth largest public transportation agency in the U.S. shortly before the COVID pandemic. Over her five-year tenure, she's been credited with leading the transit company through the pandemic, overseeing a redesign of SEPTA's bus network, introducing the SEPTA Key Advantage system, and has worked to secure funding, according to a release. But Richards also saw challenges during her time. SEPTA saw a rise in violent crime in recent years, and the company has fought for more funding after a steep drop in ridership due to COVID. Right now, the agency is fighting for more public funding with an estimated $240 million deficit in the 2025 fiscal year. According to SEPTA, Richards will step down effective November 29th and will expand her role as a professor under the Department of City and Regional Planning at the University of Pennsylvania.
As the company searches for her replacement, the board announced COO Scott Sauer will serve as interim general manager. The City of Philadelphia is launching a public awareness campaign to continue to educate the public about domestic violence far beyond the month of October. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
9% of homicide deaths are directly linked to domestic violence in Philadelphia, so the city's Office of Domestic Violence Strategies and the Office of Public Safety have teamed up to make sure the messaging reaches those who need to hear it, those who may want to get help but are afraid or don't know how. Adam Gear is the city's chief public safety director.
We don't want people to think that they're alone or to suffer in silence. A lot of times they don't want to call the police, right? But they do want advice, and they do want connections to some of the services, and those services are available.
He says true professionals are on the other side of the calls to the domestic violence hotline, which is available 24 hours a day at 866-723-3014. Resources such as housing, counseling, and legal help are available. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.